action. It is not caring. It is not compassionate. It is destined for ultimate control and has already revealed massive corruption. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. Become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. We've got to be in prayer, friends, and we need to adjust our attitudes to God's attitude.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. For the first half hour this evening, we're going to be talking to Buck Keeley, who runs an organization known as Seed Catalog, and they sell seeds, and they teach you how to certainly grow things. And I think it's a very important thing that people learn how to grow food, that they have a supply of seeds on hand, because we're living in very uncertain times, and we may never need those seeds, or you could be desperate for food. And basically, I believe that certain things are going to happen, whether we're going to have an EMP attack or a solar flare or a financial collapse, maybe even a nuclear war. Basically, of course, we're told everything's fine over there in the Middle East. Why, the Iranians certainly are going to negotiate with the United States, and we're going to take off the sanctions, and they're going to stop certainly enriching the uranium. Well, no, they're not going to stop enriching uranium. We're going to let them continue, and we're going to let them get their money back and do away with the sanctions. And we don't really know what's going on over there, but we will tell you that Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, has said this is a terrible situation, and certainly Israel may very well have to go it alone. And he's talking about bombing Iran, and if they bomb Iran, would they use nuclear weapons? If they use nuclear weapons, would Iran respond in like kind? I don't know what's going to happen, but I will tell you one thing. We live in a very uncertain world, and it's a good idea to have all sorts of things at your disposal. Hope and pray you never need them, but I will tell you that we actually have been using Buck seeds. We've put in our garden this last couple of years and really enjoyed learning how to grow things. Hi, Buck. How are we doing?
I'm doing awesome, Dr. Dan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Well, why don't you tell our listeners about your organization, what you can offer them?
Well, the catalog, boundedseedcatalog.com, is founded on sustainability. And we started down this journey many, many years ago, realizing the instability that we had in our food system. And so we started looking for a way that we provide not only for our future, but our grandkids' future as well. And we found that is through the ability to produce your own food. And if you've been keeping up with the news at all, and I know that you do, but and your listeners as well, are well informed that the slightest threat of cutting back on food stamps or supply of food brings fears of riot that would happen, because the food is the basic element of society. And if you can't feed yourself, you're left at the forces of the people around you to move you where they want you. So I think it's important, and the reason why we founded Seed Catalog, it's important for us to have a sustainable, renewable source of food. And that is the basic beginning of that is with gardening. It's important for everyone to understand how to provide food for themselves. And that starts with keeping a backyard garden or a patio garden, someplace where you learn to nurture plants and produce food on your own. And
well, we're going to go to a break here. I'm going to ask our producer to call you back. We're going to take a little break and see if we can get a little better line, just a little bit clearer. But basically, our guest is Buck Keeley, and he's talking about his organization, where because they provide seeds and the other things that you need for learning how to certainly grow food on your own. It's something we all need to learn. Buck, if you wouldn't mind hanging up, and we'll go ahead and we'll get right back to you, okay?
I'll do that.
Okay, and we'll be back in just a moment with Buck Keeley right here at Radio Liberty. And if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Buck will be with us for the first 30 minutes. Next 30 minutes will be open lines. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Buck is pointing out that what they sell is heirloom seeds. So many of the stores you're going to get, the seeds you're going to get at the local stores, suddenly have been actually interbred, or they've done all sorts of things to them so that you'll get one crop and then the next crop will be different. And basically, you want heirloom seeds because, of course, they will always reproduce in kind, whereas so many of the seeds you're going to get today have been genetically modified or interbred. You may get a better crop initially, but down the line, why, Chris, you're not going to be able to get good crops. And so basically, people can buy seed packs, or they can certainly individual sacks, or they can get the containers that have a whole set of seeds. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I'll go right ahead.
Well, you know that the elite, the ultra uber rich, are storing up seeds in the Antarctica, the same seeds we're selling here, in a seed bank up there for them. If something happens, restart the planet, that you can have that same security with your own seed bank. And that's one of the things we do, is we put together seed banks of the heirloom seed. And what they are is very simple. You have two different sizes that we sell, a personal seed bank and a basic seed bank. The personal plant's about a half acre. The basic will plant over an acre of vegetables, cross-section of all the vegetables in variety as well as grain. And it's important for you to have that so that you can have a renewable source of food. And what we do is we pack that in Mylar bags. Mylar bags are prevalent to insects as well as to moisture. And then we put it inside a PVC triwall pipe, which seals out light, moisture, and any rodent or insect. And so we provide two of the securities for you, your seed. That is the lack of light and as well as an environment free of moisture. And the only thing you need to do is put it in a freezer, in your refrigerator, or in your basement, in a root cellar, or buried in your garden a couple of foot deep, you know, down to frost line or just above. And that'll give you seed that'll stay with germination rates of 90% up to 20 years. And so it's your hedge against something that may happen. But at the same time, that's not going to do you any good if you don't know how to use them. And everybody should be gardening today. You ought to have the ability today to produce your own food. And if you don't, you need to start learning those resources and tools. And you do that by starting gardening today and by either our garden pack. We have packs for backyard gardens, for patio gardens, for large backyard gardens, for urban gardens that are about 30% less than the single pack seed cost because you're buying in volume. So everybody needs to begin gardening, and everybody should have a seed bank for that security out there just in case. You never know what's going to happen, and that's your security. And if nothing happens, and which I hope, and I'm sure that Dr. Stan, you hope as well, nothing happens, then those seeds can be replanted. They don't cost you anything, that it's not something that's going to expire and you won't have any use for, that if in 5 years or 10 years down the road everything looks wonderful, open up a seed bank and plant the seeds. They'll be as good then as they are today.
Well, tell the listeners how they can get in touch with you. What is your telephone number? What about your website?
The best way to get a hold of us is if you have internet access, is to go to your browser that you use, type in the address bar, seedcatalog.com. That's seedcatalog.com. Or you can go to Dr. Stan's site and click on the heirloom seeds. That'll take you to our store. If you don't have web access, give us a call. That's 808-982-7782. That's 808-982-7782. And we'll be glad to help you make the order over the telephone.
All right, fine. Well, now we've got Kim calling us from Hermiston, Oregon. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Kim. How are we doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing just fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I was wondering if you carry wheat, and if you do, if you have different varieties of wheat, and also herbs, like in health herbs, burdock and, you know, cayenne, or all the many different health herbs.
Yes, we do. We carry wheat on our site as well as several other grains that we provide. Wheat is an important part of any seed bank you're going to put together because that gives you not only grain that you can mill into flour, but also it's for feed for your animals if you need it. And we also carry a variety of fresh herbs as well. And on our site, if you'll go to seedcatalog.com and click on the link for your herbs or for your grains, you'll find it there. And also, we carry a wide selection of sprouting seeds. Sprouts are so important. The sustainability. That means that somewhere between 5 to 7 days, you have fresh food that you produce that's nutrient rich and it's fresh. And so we carry all those on our website.
In other words, you can just have these things that just sprout up and they just are up in about 7 days. You got something to eat there. And basically, anything else you'd like to ask him?
No, that answered my question.
Okay, very good. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, what's the difference between hybrid seeds and the seeds that you have?
Well, hybrid seeds, there's two types of hybrid seeds. There's hyper-hybrid and there's hybrid. The hyper-hybrid seed is what you find in most of your big box stores or in the big seed company catalogs, where they produce a seed that is very specific in nature. They use multiple plant parents to do that, and they're propagated in closed facilities. So in other words, that they're scientifically designed and created in laboratory environments. What we sell is heirloom seeds. They're open pollinated, and what that means is that there's not man-made pollinization going on, where we're taking two or three or four parents and taking DNA from those and putting it into a specific plant. So the plant that you have, for an example, the Cherokee Purple tomato is one of my favorite tomatoes. And the way that you get that seed year after year after year is that you over-pollinate those. You put the two plants side by side, and the way that God designs it, that nature takes place in the male part of the pistil pollinates the female part and come up with the Purple Cherokee. That's the way it works with heirloom seeds. So if you buy a package of our heirloom seeds and you plant your Cherokee tomatoes, that when you harvest your fruit, you can take one of those tomatoes, separate the seed out of it, dry it. Next year, plant that. You're going to get the same identical plant. If you buy your seed at the big box store or at one of the big seed catalogs, you plant that seed and you take one of the fruits and you harvest the seed out of it, chances are you're not going to get anything resembling what you planted if it produces fruit at all. Most of them will not produce a plant. They're self-sterile because of what they do in the pollinization of them. That's the difference between heirloom seed and a hyper-hybrid seed, that it produces year after year the same identical plant that you planted for the seed the year before. It's the way that our grandparents used to garden. They would never thought about buying seed at the big box store or going down to the local Grange and buying seed. They saved their seed out of their garden, and they set up exchanges between themselves. If one person had a seed the other person didn't have, they traded seed, and they would produce the same plant year after year. So that's what a heirloom seed is. It is a seed that consistently produces the same type of plant and fruit on the plant year after year.
Well, you know, Sydney, there's a lot of things you have to learn about planting. I've never done much of this, but we have a lot of containers. We plant, probably about 30 of them now. And basically, of course, I think people don't understand the difference between compost and manure and fertilizer. So what's the difference between compost and manure and fertilizer? And when do you use each one? And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Buck, at seedcatalog.com. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But what's the difference between, say, certainly a manure and certainly compost and fertilizer?
But we've had this conversation before, and it's important to have it again, that we have new listeners that come on all the time. But basically, fertilizing is you're feeding your plants. And we fertilize our plants during production. So if you have a tomato plant and it comes time for it to produce fruit, you fertilize that plant for two reasons. Number one, it makes a stronger plant to bear the fruit. And number two, it makes a better fruit, a better vegetable that it produces with more nutrients in it. So you feed your plants with fertilizer, and you build your soil with compost. And what compost is basically taking organic matter, green and brown, that is green grass cuttings and brown leaves, anything of that color. You can use cardboard or newspaper or household waste, and you put those in a compost pile. And a compost pile is as simple as a pile of vegetation in the corner of your yard, or as complex as making hot manure mixes. But the compost is what you build your soil with. So during the year, when you're growing your plants and you're harvesting your plants and you're cutting your grass and you're raking your leaves, you put those in a pile in the backyard. And by doing that, you're doing two things. Number one, you're not adding to the trash that goes into the worldwide system, but you're also building soil for your next year's garden. So at the end of the year, when you finish up, you take that compost and you put it into your garden. Now, there's several ways you you can compost, direct compost or Bonia composting, a lot of ways you can compost. But what you're doing with your compost is you're building your soil back up. So things like manure, if you have access to a dairy or to cow manure, you put that on your compost pile and let the green manure mature 2, 3, 4 months, and that turns into the organic matter that builds your soil. If you're going to use horse manure, it's so important to remember this horse manure, they don't have the stomach that a cow has. They have the same stomach, and seed will pass through a horse's system. So you want to make sure that you hot compost that, and what that very simply means is you wet your compost and put tarp on it, and that'll kill those seeds out as the heat builds up inside the compost. So you take your composted material and you put it in your soil, and you build your soil. So next year when you plant your seeds and your transplants, you're going into an organically rich compost that allows your plant's nutrition value to go up and to prosper much more.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Buck will be with us for about another 10 minutes. After that, it'll be open lines. And we'll invite your calls. We invite your calls now if you got a question for Buck. And he can answer your questions. And this is something you start to think about. How would I get food if we couldn't go to the grocery store?
While the storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess Buck Keeley and Chris from SeedCatalog.com. That's SeedCatalog.com. And Cindy, I was simply asking Buck about maybe growing tomatoes or peppers. We do have a small greenhouse. It's only about 6 foot by 6 foot, but it's certainly in a very moderate climate here along the coast. And he's saying that certainly we could actually grow the tomatoes, the peppers, things like that in the greenhouse if we wanted to, even at this time of year. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you got a question for Buck, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. Would you like to give you out your telephone number and your website one more time, as if people would like to get in touch with you? And I think hopefully a lot of people want to go ahead and get the seed repository there and the triple layer, the pipe, basically, so that this could be put aside so that they would be able to have a seed no matter what happened, 6 months, a year, 3 years, 5 years, even 10 years from now. Once you have those seeds put aside and kept, they'll be last for a good long while. And that's what we're really looking for, is that security, knowing that if something did happen, we could actually plant our own garden. So how can people get in touch with you if they'd like to, Buck?
The best way to get a hold of us is through seedcatalog.com on the World Wide Web. Go to your browser, type in the address bar, seedcatalog.com, seedcatalog.com, and that'll take you to our website, or you can go to Dr. Stan's site and click on Shop Heirloom Seed. That'll take you to the same website. Or you can give us a phone call at 808-982-7782, 808-982-7782, and we'll be glad to help you order over the telephone.
Well, what's your impression? You know, are people across the country beginning to get prepared for a difficult time, or are most people just sitting back and saying, oh, nothing's going to happen, you know? But I would, certainly you've been at this for a number of years, actually, offering these containers, which would be really put aside, not something you'd buy today to be using next year, but you'd put it aside just in case bad times come down the line. Are people actually beginning to make preparations for that possibility?
That small segment of our society that's alert and aware and are looking outside the mainstream media is growing. There is a growing distrust of the government, of the major media outlets not telling us everything we need to know. And as that small minority of people who listen to Radio Liberty and other like radio programs on the internet as well, they're picking up on what's actually going on. They're preparing. I started out with scoffers and critics 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that are now coming and asking for information, for seeing what's taking place on the horizon. It doesn't take a whole lot of intellect to see that our financial system is not going to hold up, that the way that we're handling our food resources is not going to withstand. America is in its post-modern days where it's going away from the standing that we had, and people are going to have to become more and more self-sufficient. And there are people that are getting on board and seeing that, and it's growing rapidly. And so, yes, in the business we're in, we're getting to see the numbers of people that are waking up and saying, things are not going to be like they are for my children's generation.
Amen to that. Well, let's go to Kim, who's calling us once again from Hermiston, Oregon. Hi, Kim. Did you have another question?
Yeah, this too. I was wondering about harvesting seed, if you have literature on the proper ways to harvest. How long do you let the different varieties mature to ensure you have mature seed?
Yes, we have that information available, but here's a good rule of thumb, Tim, that seeds need to dry to about 40% humidity level or less. And in most parts of the country, that's simply taking the seeds, once you separate them away from the vegetable you're collecting them from. Let them sit out on the countertop in a dark area that's not direct sunlight. It doesn't have to be pitch dark, just where it doesn't have direct sunlight in it for about a week. And that will dry those seeds down sufficient to carry them for 2 or 3 years. Store them in an airtight container, such as a mason jar or in a Ziploc bag. Don't use air-packed bags. Don't suck the air out of the bag because they need a little oxygen to survive. But about a week to 2 weeks on your countertop, about any seeds you want to harvest will be ready to preserve.
Okay, Kim, does that answer your question?
Yeah, is freezing seeds okay?
Is what?
Freezing seed.
The Antarctica is where they've got the huge seed bank for the elite. Yeah, it does live no harm. You think every year the seed that lies on the ground freezes, and then it germinates the next year, so it's good to freeze them.
That's like what they're doing at the Doomsday Seed Bank that Mr. Gates and Sidney and all the rich people have up there, just about 800 miles from the North Pole. I wonder what they know that we don't. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Kim, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Buck, good to have you with us, and give us a call. It's open lines from here on out.
Let me see, Dr. Stan.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's open lines for the rest of the evening, so we're looking forward to your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I constantly marvel at how they're able to certainly control the reality of the American people and focus our attention on what they want us to be talking about and thinking about and discussing, rather than some of the very real problems that exist in the world today. And today we're hearing a great deal about Obamacare, and this is an abomination, and it's going to be a disaster, and it's going to create terrible problems. But one of the real major problems facing America today is the problem that's facing Israel, because America's fate, I believe, is certainly intimately involved with Israel. Now, remember, it's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-2295. But we very seldom mention in the media today what we talked about last night on our program, where we had Cheryl Hancock as a guest, and the fact that this little tiny country of Israel today is facing approximately 200,000 sophisticated missiles on its border. Now, if you've ever seen or looked at Israel, it's just a little tiny nation. We've been there. I mean, in some areas, it's only about 8 miles across. Areas are much, much wider than that. But it's a very small nation. It's facing about 200,000 missiles in the hands of Hezbollah, in the hands of Hamas, in the hands of Iran, in the hands of Syria, and certain components within Iraq have missiles aimed at Israel. And if there were to be a war there, those could all be fired. And basically, how could Israel survive even 50,000 sophisticated missiles? These are not certainly the amateur missiles that Hamas has had in the past. Simply a lob them in, you had no idea even where they were going to go. But even Hamas is getting more sophisticated missiles, and certainly the missiles that Hezbollah has today are sophisticated missiles that can be aimed accurately. They can be certainly fired at Jerusalem, or they can be fired at Tel Aviv and at Haifa. They can reach almost every section of Israel today. And this little tiny nation is facing the possibility of having 200,000 missiles released upon it, and we never talk about that. Why? I mean, you would think that this would be mentioned, and of course we understand that Mr. Netanyahu, the premier, Prime Minister of Israel, is very unhappy with the negotiations taking place today between President Obama and the Iranians. And, of course, certainly, if the Iranians be able to keep certain of the capacity for building nuclear weapons, as long as they promise not to build any nuclear weapons, but they can continue their program, and certainly America will relax the sanctions that we put on them. They'll be able to start selling their oil, and of course they've been limited about $5 billion a month as far as selling their oil, and they've had about $50 billion of assets that are in other banks in other countries that, of course, the Iranians can't get access to, because America has really been, for all intents and purposes, at war with Iran for many years. When you put sanctions on the country, ladies and gentlemen, that is an act of war. Iran has $50 billion sealed off in other countries. It can't get its hands on. Once it gets its hands on that money, well, they'll be able to get along very, very well for a period of time. And apparently we're going to let them do that under the promise that they will not build a nuclear weapon. But how do we know that's true? And we don't. And I really believe that they not only are intend to build nuclear weapons. I was personally told about 1994, 1995, by the chief investigator for the Republican Party congressional branch there in Washington, D.C., that Iran at that time already had several nuclear weapons that bought on the open market. And I'm sure that they have weapons today. Now we suddenly find that Saudi Arabia is going to start getting nuclear weapons. They're going to get them from Pakistan. And we're being told, of course, that actually the Pakistan was able to build their nuclear weapons because Saudi Arabia gave them the money. Well, we've actually heard people, very knowledgeable people, who said that Saudi Arabia got their nuclear weapons, has had them for a long period of time. It's just that the American people are never told these things. And basically, all the American people know is what they get through the media, and the media is controlled by six major corporations that control what we believe And those corporations are all tied into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's open lines. We need to have you give us a call if you have a question, a comment on this, or any subject you'd like to talk about. Because open lines means that we really have nothing specifically planned. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But talking to Cheryl Hancock last night, she says that everybody over there, I mean the Jewish people that she works with, the other people living in Israel, are prepared for war. And they think a war is coming. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And certainly they're very, very concerned that it will be a nuclear war. And basically, of course, according to Cheryl, almost everybody now has a gas mask. Of course, unfortunately, they're only good for one use, but hopefully there would not be more than that. Everybody who has a home of their own has a room that is secured so that they can go there where they'd be hopefully safe from the fumes of chemical warfare weapons. But the Israeli people believe that there's going to be a war. And basically over here in America, while life goes on, we have the most utopian sort of life here in America that any people have ever had. We have a better living standards. We have prosperity here. And now, I mean, you don't even have to work. Half of our society is on government dole. 49.6% of the American people are getting some form of government welfare, whether it be food stamps or Social Security, or certainly Medicare or Medicaid or housing allowances or certainly student loans, all of these wonderful things that government's providing for us. There's only one problem. We can't afford them. They don't have the money. They're having to borrow the money. And how long can you continue funding utopia when you don't have the money? We're having to borrow $1 trillion every year. They're having to keep the interest rates artificially low so that they can get the economy, maintain the economy, because if they let the interest rates go up, the economy would collapse. In other words, people wouldn't be borrowing money and investing it. We live in a very tenuous society, and the average American does not understand, unless perhaps they're one of the people who actually, of course, is unfortunately unemployed. And basically, they keep telling us that employment's getting better and better. And you look at these statistics, and basically, they were just telling us this evening how much better the economy was, and that's all these people getting jobs. And then, of course, after they've told us how great things are and all the new people getting jobs, suddenly they said that the rate of unemployment has actually gone up, not down. The rate of unemployment has gone up, despite the fact that things are getting better and certainly while more people are getting jobs. Unemployment rate is up. How can unemployment be up if more people are getting jobs? And ladies and gentlemen, figures don't lie, but liars figure. And after you've been out of work for 6 months and you can't get a job, they drop you from the unemployment rolls. Sure, you're not working, but of course you don't have a job. And basically, but you're not included in the statistics. And what you must do if you really want to know what's really going on is don't believe a thing you read in the newspaper. You want to go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You can get that on the Internet. The Bureau of Labor Statistics and look at the U2 unemployment figures and then look at the U6 unemployment figures. And the real rate of unemployment is in the U6 figures, not in the U2 figures. And the U6 unemployment figures are the people who are unemployed, the people who are underemployed, and the growing number of people who have simply given up looking for work. And of course, nobody mentions, but of course, we've doubled the number of people on disability in the last 4 years, up to almost 10 million people are on disability now. And they're simply people who couldn't get a job. And so they needed a source of income. So they contrived something so they could get on disability. And the number of people on disability is growing in America to the point where today, almost, I think this is 49.2 or 49.3% of the people, almost half of the people are getting some sort of a government check. How long can you continue providing utopia and providing benefits for people when only half of them are working. And pretty soon, this whole system is going to come tumbling down around our shoulders, just exactly as has happened over there in Greece, where they have about a 25% unemployment level. And Sydney, basically almost 60% unemployment among the youth. And more, and because living standards are falling, and living standards are going to fall in America. It's not a matter of if, but when. It's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. 888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But right now, of course, more and more people are getting out of work, Sydney, more and more people are finding lower living standards. In fact, basically, of course, there's an increasing disparity between the very wealthy and the increasing number of poor. The living standards have dropped every year for the last 5 years. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's open lines. I want to hear from you. We'll be back in a moment. Stand back here. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. So what's happening over in Europe? Well, Chris says, they're not really telling us what's going on over in Europe, but Europe is in terrible straits. They have their unemployment rate now is about 12.5%. And Chris, you have to go into Greece. The southern European countries, a very high unemployment rate, that's not anywhere near as high in Germany, although their unemployment rate is about 6.5%. But the whole European economy is in a downward spiral. And suddenly the same thing is happening in China. Basically, of course, a lot of the people who were over there suddenly had moved from the farms into the cities to get jobs in manufacturing. But suddenly, Chinese exports are down. They're not exporting as much as they have in the past because, of course, other countries throughout the world cannot suddenly and are totally incapable of importing the amount that they have in the past. There's an organized effort through the controlled media to tell us that things are getting better here in the United States. And yet I will tell you that as I talk to people across the country every single day, why, because people tell me that things are really doing very poorly. I talked to some people with a radio station that today, as you know, dropped our weekend program. Fortunately, we've been able to maintain our daily programs 5 hours a day, but we had to drop our weekend program. And I talked to one of the stations we'd been on, a station in Phoenix, and I simply asked them, you know, they wanted to know why we had dropped off. And I just said, certainly finances, because people, we've noticed we have a mail order business, and people, a lot of people are incapable of buying the large numbers of items they did in the past. We have a fair number of people buying items, certainly 4 tape sets or 4 CD sets or videos or books, and certainly the healthcare products we have are really doing very, very well. But certainly the people are not buying as much anywhere near as much as they did. As I talked to the people at the radio station, I asked them how the radio business was doing, and the manager of the station basically said, well, things are not good. More and more people are having to either drop off radio or try to get lower rates because they're having problems. Now, you're being lied to by the controlled media, who is just trying to tell you that things are getting better. There's nothing to worry about. The economy is improving, and they're simply not telling you the truth. And what they tell you is certainly that basically more and more people are getting jobs, but the unemployment or the rate of unemployment is going up, and I think it went up from 7.3 to 7.4% this last week or last couple of weeks. I mean, how can more and more people be getting jobs and yet the unemployment rate's going up? Well, basically because they're lying to you. And you need to get that U6 unemployment rate. And certainly it's available, as we've said before, at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, look up U2, and you can go to your Google site. Simply type in U6 unemployment rate and Bureau of Labor Statistics. You'll find it. Then, of course, they will admit it's over 14% of unemployed, underemployed, or people who've given up looking for work. And then, of course, you get Sean Williams' statistics. Sean Williams is an independent economist who is not dependent upon a government check. He's dependent upon the people who subscribe to his publications. But basically, Sean Williams will point out to you if you suddenly go to his website and ask for the U6 unemployment, that the real U6 unemployment rate is over 22% if you calculate it as we did back in 1990. So the old idea is figures don't lie, but liars can figure, and they really do, unfortunately. They're not telling us the truth about what's really going on. Well, we have Joe calling. I think it's probably Joe from New Jersey. It is. And so I'll ask our producer simply to pass him on. If she can just click, and we'll have Joe here. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question or comment?
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to pick up where I left off the other day about Revelation 13, if it's okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. And because where I left off was with the two witnesses, and I was explaining how where Jesus spoke in parables and without a parable he did not speak, which is what Scripture has to say. And so I sort of like ran by that thought where the two witnesses, and one of them, if they should ever be attacked or something like to that effect, fire would come out of their mouth and devour their enemies. So,
Joe, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Dr. Stan. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd sure love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And if you agree with me that there really are powerful supernatural forces at work in the world today, yes, we live in a material world, we live in a political world, we live in a tangible world, but there's an invisible world out there, and there's a spiritual battle taking place between good and evil. And unfortunately, evil seems to be winning today. God is allowing these things to happen because America has turned its back on God, and I fear that God is going to bring his judgment on our nation. All we can do is hope to reach as many people as we can and have them prepare for what I believe are the difficult times that lie ahead for everyone, but hopefully God will sustain those who believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the purpose of our ministry is to bring people to Jesus Christ. I'm not a minister. I cannot certainly give you a sermon, but I can point out how you can correlate what is happening politically and what is happening spiritually. And once you understand that, well, hopefully many people will turn to the Lord. Well, this is the time when I hope whatever I tell you that you can certainly want to get the material that we have. If you'd like to get our four CD sets or four tape sets, if you'd like to get the books and other items, you can get them. If you'd like a catalog, we'd be glad to send them to you. But let me suggest specifically the four CD set and the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. Because next Wednesday and next Thursday, the 13th and 14th of November, there's going to be a simulated EMP attack on the United States. And basically, you're not reading about it in the newspaper. We're not hearing about it on television. You're not hearing it being discussed by so many of our commentators. And if they're really going to have this exercise, nationwide exercise, why aren't the people hearing about it? And for some reason, you're not supposed to hear about this very real threat. Certainly, if you have not yet examined the 2008 report, the Congressional Commission report on the threat of an EMP attack, you can get it off the internet. Simply type in 2008 Congressional Commission report, threat EMP attack. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to study it. And you need to begin making plans accordingly. And basically, Congress has repeatedly voted to try to address the issue, and they've been blocked at every turn. And the question is, who's blocked them and why? It doesn't make sense. I mean, I can't imagine that the Brotherhood of Darkness, really running things, would intentionally want to destroy the infrastructure of the society that they have that allows them to monitor everything we do, to watch us with their cameras, but they're electronic, to listen to our telephone conversations, but they have to do it electronically. I still need to read all of our emails and our faxes, but they have to do it electronically. Why would the Brotherhood of Darkness want to destroy the system that they have established so carefully to be able to monitor and control the American people? Is there another force out there? And of course, I believe and one of those forces is God. Maybe there are other forces I don't understand, but I do believe that God is going to bring his judgment on America. It's not a matter of if, but when. And so our plea to you, of course, is get the information on the threat of an EMP attack, either the DVD, the four CD set, or the book. Certainly, it's entitled A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof. We do actually offer the 2008 Congressional Commission report. Of course, we have to charge you for it. And just as soon you pulled it down off the internet, but we're glad to sell it to you. It'll help finance Radio Liberty. And if you're positioned to contribute to Radio Liberty, to help us finance our stations all across America, 5 hours a day, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian or Judeo-Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And basically, of course, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of William Grigg. William Grigg was formerly the senior editor of the New American Magazine. He's been with Republic Magazine. He certainly is a prolific writer. He's actually, you can get his articles very frequently on lewrockwell.com. He has his own radio program. He has his own blog. You can get his material there. And, certainly most important, he writes the monthly Radio Liberty newsletter, and we always enjoy actually having him. Of course, we just finished his newsletter, getting it ready for you. November newsletter will be going out very, very soon. And it's vitally important. We hope that you'll want to subscribe to the Radio Liberty newsletter, that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you'll get William Grigg's monthly newsletter. But hopefully William is going to be with us here in just a moment to bring us up to date on his views of the things that face America today. But America is moving into a very, very difficult situation. Basically, America now is a post-Christian nation. Everything has been done to destroy the religious foundation of this once great nation. And basically, of course, certainly when you see the situation where basically it becomes perfectly legal for homosexuals to marry, but suddenly it is illegal to have a Christian prayer to open a school board with. What madness is that? Well, it's not madness at all. You must understand that our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. Destroy the morality of this nation, and you're going to have an authoritarian structure of government. Because, of course, you destroy the morality of the country, you'll see increased violence and killing and the use of guns, and then you're going to have to take the guns away, and you're going to have a totalitarian society where everybody is watched like they were in Iraq or certainly in other countries. And the only way governments can run is if they have totalitarian control over the population. America, our form of government, was made for a moral and religious people. We are no longer a moral and religious people because of the decisions of the Supreme Court, which was taken over by a subversive element 50 years ago, and nobody has ever told the American people. Our guest this evening, William Grigg. Hi, William. How are we doing tonight?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing well. Thanks once again for having me on as a guest.
And so what are we going to be talking about this evening?
I think what you were discussing before you brought me on is very important with respect to the aggressive and carefully sponsored moral decline of the American population.
And I think it's so important that this did not happen by accident. This is all calculated. I mean, they knew this when they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and Christianity, and so the mention of Christmas and Easter. They knew it was going to happen 50 years ago, and that's why they did it, in my estimation. But you go ahead.
One of the things that's happened is that as recognition of our godly heritage, divine heritage, has been suppressed, there's been a new official cult that has been imposed on us. That's the cult of the state, the worship of collective human power. And what's happened, of course, is that people have been sundered from any firm connection to permanent standards of morality. At the same time, they've been taught the state itself is the source of morality, and what the state does is good and true and just, and that whatever the state authorizes must be considered morally right. That is the immediate precursor to totalitarianism.
And it's moving and moving very rapidly, I guess, as William Grigg will be back here in just a moment, as he explores the progressive destruction of the moral foundation of this once great Christian nation.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, Whittem is simply talking about what's going on in our schools with our children. And basically, of course, in the school system, they've taken away the foundation, the religious foundation of this country. And although they may be taught that that drugs are not necessarily good for them, in the final analysis, everybody makes up his own mind as to what's right and wrong. Everything, there are no eternal values because there is no God. But once you, of course, take away from people the idea that we are answerable to a supreme being, that there is punishment for sin, and once you substitute for that, that we determine what's right and wrong, is it any wonder that we see the increasing tempo of violence that we see in America today? Is it any wonder that half of our marriages end in divorce, that 40% of all the children born in America are born out of wedlock? Is it any wonder at all that we see the largest number of people anywhere in the world are not in communist prisons in communist China? They're here in the United States. We have well over 2 million people in prisons in America today. And basically, of course, if you go down and evaluate suddenly what's going on, why you find that 1 in 3 young black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole today. What a sad commentary on what we have done to the once very moral and Christian black community. Go right ahead, William.
It's interesting when you take a look at the pathologies that have proliferated among black families. This is something I've shared with you before, but I was speaking with Reverend Jesse Peterson. You might be familiar with him. You might have had him on as a guest about 15 years ago. And one of the things he said to me was that exactly the same trend line that you could have seen in black families in the 1960s that was so alarming that even a certified collectivist like Daniel Patrick Moynihan would write a very plunged analysis of these proliferating pathologies in the black family and talk about the obvious effects that have been visited upon black families by the welfare state. Those things were happening in the 1960s, and back in the late 1990s, Jesse Peterson, who came out of that milieu and transcended it because he found his faith. He's been preaching responsibility, particularly the parental responsibility, not only to black Americans, but Americans of all colors and all ethnic backgrounds. Jesse Peterson said, well, what's going to happen is you're going to see the same thing happening in the European American community, or the white community, as it's described in the literature, that happened in black welfare families in the 1960s for the same reason. There's this invasive and corrosive paternalism, where the state has made itself the surrogate father of these children who do not have fathers in the home. The divorce has been encouraged in not only social ways, not only has the social environment been changed in our culture to where divorce is seen not as a horrible thing and rare because it's considered horrible, but it's seen as something that is expected. There's actually, I think, a cultural expectation now marriages will fail. But there have been, of course, legal and civil changes made in ways that encourage divorce. No-fault divorce is something that encouraged it. You change the incentive civilly and legally, and you're going to get more of something if you encourage it. That's what happened. But what Reverend Peterson was saying is that if you take a look at what happened in the 1960s in the inner cities among black families, within less than a generation, you're going to see a very similar thing happening with white families that are not in the inner city. And that prediction was fulfilled very quickly. And within roughly half of a generation, you've seen the same kind of metastasizing social ills. You're talking about divorce and children who are being raised in a completely materialistic setting where they're trained to become consumers, they're trained to be conformists, and their social and moral expectations are set by perfectly depressant standards in contemporary entertainment. You have creatures like Miley Cyrus, who came out of a putatively Christian background, who's a complete, for lack of a better way of putting it, she's become a succubus. She's become demonic. And that's not at all uncommon right now. That's an alumna of the Disney Corporation slattern factory. You got people like her and Christina Aguilera and, for heaven's sake, Britney Spears. All these people come out of this mass entertainment complex called Disney that is essentially taking over popular entertainment. taking these cherubic and talented young people and turning them into emissaries of a completely degenerate culture that's based entirely on servicing one set of appetites, the libido sexualis, to use the term that St. Augustine employed. And there's a, you don't have to become Freudian in order to understand that there's a very intimate connection between that lust, you know, the carnal lust, the sexual lust, and the libido dominandi, which is the desire to dominate others. St. Augustine talked about both of them. I'm not entirely of like mind with St. Augustine regarding theology, but I think his social analysis is appropriate, timely, and timeless. And what he talked about is the fact that when you've removed the check rein on any of these impulses, that what happens is that all these impulses tend to grow concomitantly. And so at the same time, you have people completely immersed in the ephemeral sensate culture of our mass consumer society. At the same time, the state is growing in dangerous ways. These trends, of course, are something that we've talked about going all the way back. You can take a look at the Reese Committee report, the investigation of the cultural influence of tax exempt foundation. You can take a look at the analyses that have been done of the cultural subversion carried out by people who are disciples of cultural communists like Theodore Adorno, and the long march through the institutions that Antonio Gramsci's disciples have been carrying out when they take over the commanding heights of culture. This has been going on for decades. And as you say, Dr. Stan, the result here is a society that's completely lost its sense of transcendent morality, completely lost connection with the idea that there are objective standards of morality. And so we don't govern ourselves according to those rudimentary, easily understood moral precepts. They're not precepts that have to be taught, really. They're written on our hearts.
Well, because the thing is, this did not happen by accident. Basically, we actually, for many years, kept a book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, in print. It was the story of the Reese Committee, which was, of course, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the Carnegie, the Ford, the Rockefeller Foundations back in 1953, 1954. And in the foreword of that book, certainly Congressman Reese wrote the statement, you know, the purpose of our investigation was try to determine to what extent the great tax foundation, exempt foundations were certainly trying to push the Marxist philosophy and destroy the love which every American should have for our way of life. Basically, of course, the director of research for that was for that committee was Norman Dodd. And we actually have an interview with him. Anybody listeners can see that in a DVD we did called The Dangerous Deception. He tells about how he was actually interviewing the president of the Ford Foundation, Rowan Gaither. And you'll actually see him on this, as he says, you know. And Mr. Gaither said, Mr. Dodd, why are you investigating us? And then before certainly Mr. Dodd could answer, Rowan Gaither said this. He said, let me tell you what we're doing. We're operating under presidential directive. Most of us have been over in the government service during the war, and we're used to taking government directives. And we're operating under a government directive to so alter life in America that one day we can be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. And, of course, in the Soviet Union, there are no moral standards. And that is, of course, everything is run by the state. And that was exactly their program here in the United States. And the fact most people have never heard of these things is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. There's been an organized effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society, and our churches have totally failed in their effort to counter that. Go right ahead.
Make the point about the moral nullity of public virtue, the idea that in the Soviet Union there really were no objective standards of moral behavior. But the Soviet government had something called Vospitani, which is a Russian word that refers to character education. And character education, of course, in the Soviet Union was entirely godless. It was entirely abstracted from the conventional Christian-based culture that had been in place in Russia for many hundreds of years, honored more in the breach than in the observance. And that's, of course, the case with most human societies. We're frail, fallible people, and so we aspire to things. We fall short of our aspirations. That was true in Russia as in elsewhere. But they had character education. So what did character education consist in the Soviet Union. It consisted of the idea that you had to be part of a collective, and you all succeeded together, and when somebody within the collective didn't perform, the entire collective failed together. It was basically No Child Left Behind. And the way that character was defined in the Soviet Union was based entirely on conformity, on conformism, the idea that the individual is of much less importance than the nation state and whatever collective you have to be attached to in the polytechnic education system. If you take a look at Vostochny or Soviet character education, it makes a very good overlay with what's going on today in terms of the Common Core and the things that are being done by way of elevating the collective at the expense of the individual through Common Core and through No Child Left Behind, through what used to be called outcome-based education. That's where the merger is taking place, quite frankly. Each of these government schools and this increased regimented society, this increasingly regimented education system, each of these schools is an incubator for Soviet-style collectivism. Each one of them is pursuing an Americanized version of the same type of collectivist so-called character education that you found in the Soviet Union. That's where the merger has taken place. That's one of the reasons why we have this increasingly authoritarian or proto-totalitarian society, notwithstanding all the myriad diversions that the consumer economy provides to us, at least temporarily, until the economy collapses outright.
Well, I guess the question is, William Craig, and it's only a matter of time, as William says, until the economy collapses. But don't you worry. What I call the Brotherhood has a plan, and that will be a dictatorship. After all, when the economy collapses, there will be chaos. But they have a plan, total control over every aspect of your life. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
That thought, we'll be back in just a moment here. All right, Senator Whittem is just talking about what's happening in our schools and how many of our students today will be given suddenly a criminal record for just misbehaving in school, and things that in the past would have been taken care of certainly by the parents. Now, of course, they'll come in, handcuff the child, and actually put a permanent criminal record in for them. And we're talking about children, 10, 11, 12, 13 years of age. Go right ahead, William.
The thing that I find really disgusting about this is that there are people who profit off this. There's a scandal unfolding in Pennsylvania. It's been going on for several years now, where a couple of judges were part of an elaborate kickback scheme with a private prison system that maintained juvenile facilities. And these judges were sending very young students to juvenile prison for offenses that really don't reach the threshold of criminal behavior. They were doing this because they were being paid to do this. It's called the Kids for Cash scandal. There are two state judges, juvenile magistrate judges, who were sent to prison now for this scandal that involves at least one suicide, a young kid who made some mistakes, who ended up being sent to prison and seeing his life ruined. And it really didn't matter to the mercenary fiends who were sitting on the bench. And, of course, the people that profit upon this, out of this, the people that are running the quasi-private prisons, these are not private prisons. Don't let people call them private. They're private in the corporatist sense, which means that they are contracted by the government. The profits are private, but the expenses are public. But these people didn't really care what was happening because they took the profit off the misery of these kids who made some mistakes, but they were by no means in court. But they weren't criminals. They were misbehaving kids. There's a difference. Here's a story out of Hampton, East Hampton, New York, which is, of course, very upscale. That's where Hillary and similar denizens live. Very liberal, very progressive. The school board in East Hampton, New York, says it didn't hear any complaints it took in the three weeks to get from an idea by a parent concerned about drugs at local high school to the school board voting unanimously to bring drug dogs to the building. And from the East Hampton Star, we read the following. A packed house of parents sat close together, speaking as one in favor of the proposal. I speak in support of this policy as a taxpayer and parent of a young child of the district, said Jeff Erickson. I applaud the board. We all know that we have an epidemic on Long Island of oxycodone and prescription drug use. He didn't mention Ritalin, of course, which is something the government's no doubt dosing up these kids with, but that's a state-approved drug. Then Mr. Erickson continued, it starts with alcohol and marijuana. It might start with Ritalin, I interject. If we have children using our facility to sell drugs or use drugs, let's get rid of them. Let's get them out because they're poisoning our children. Mr. Erickson continued, I'm pretty conservative on this. I have no problem with them, meaning the drug dog, sniffing our children. Thunderous applause followed his remarks, says the Tampa Star. We have not heard one word against, not one, said Patricia Hope, the board president, yesterday morning. Then Reason Magazine, commenting upon this, said the following. One parent suggested the dogs do the cars in the parking lot, too. No word on what the teachers' union might say about that. The principal of the high school says the building would go on modified lockdown during surprise visits by the county sheriff's canine unit, and local police would be called if drugs were found. What lockdown means is that they are literally put in prison conditions. There have been lockdowns of that sort that have been carried out in Arizona where people from the local quasi-private prison were brought in with sheriff's deputies and with police officers and drug-sniffing dogs to conduct these surprise inspections of lockers. There have been incidents like one that happened, I believe, North Carolina several years ago, where you had a raid at the beginning of the school day type raid. No suspicion, no warrant, no probable cause. But they brought in the police and threw these kids to the floor while they searched lockers. This is the sort of thing that happens in prison. Lockdown is a prison term. What happens in a prison is when there's a riot or when there's evidence of some kind of impending violence, lockdown ensues, and prisoners are required to go to their cells and not leave until after the all-clear has been sounded. That's how they're training children in school and teenagers in high school to adapt to a prison society. They're already being immersed in the language and concepts of a prison society. They're being taught that they have to render immediate and unquestioning obedience to people who are prowling the halls of their schools, who are looking for prosecutable acts of misbehavior that don't reach the threshold of crime.
How school has changed in the last 70 years since I was in high school. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, this is because they have destroyed the moral foundation of our society when they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter out of our schools and brought in certainly the immorality that is being used. They took a lot of the great novels out of our society, the novels that I read as a boy, that had a moral foundation to them and substituted what they do today, that they have intentionally, purposely, maliciously destroyed the moral foundation of our society. Our society was made for moral and religious people who wouldn't work for any other, and that's why they want to destroy the moral foundation.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
simply talking about how the attitude of our police seems to have changed, certainly years ago, while they, certainly the police, were the servants of the people. But increasingly today, at least within certain police forces, there's an attitude that you are in charge and people are going to do what you tell them to. And if they don't, why, of course, you're going to use force against them. And basically, we seem to have gotten increasingly away from, certainly, at least in certain police forces, away from certainly the police being there to serve the people, there to the police controlling the population for their own good. Go right ahead.
Or acting as the armed emissaries of a state that is completely lawless. That's the thing that I find really ominous here, is the fact that when you indoctrinate kids in the idea from the time they're in kindergarten and younger, that the only source of morality is the state. The only arbiter of what is good and right is the political state. Then you cultivate this attitude in which all that matters is your identity. If you're part of the political elite, or if you're an armed servant of the political elite, you are the law. You're not beholden to the law. You incarnate the law. And that, of course, has very powerful echoes of Nimrod's evil design, as described in Josephus and some of the other texts. You can read about that attitude if you take a look at some of the more lurid passages of the Old Testament, or even read some of what the secular historians have written about the ancient Assyrians and how they managed the affairs of their empire, or, of course, ancient Egypt or ancient Babylon. The same attitude, the idea that the state is essentially the deity that we must propitiate, and that those who are emissaries of the state are elevated above the common run of humanity. And it's their privilege, their pleasure, to inflict their will upon others. We have no right that they have to respect to protect ourselves or our own bodily integrity. So how does that play out in practice? I don't know, Dr. Stan, if you've heard what happens, or what's been happening, rather, in New Mexico over the last year or so. There was a story that was thrust to the surface of the headlines earlier this week about one traffic stop that occurred in a little town called Deming, New Mexico, about 14,000 people, near the border with Mexico. It is, unfortunately, the site of a local headquarters of Homeland Security Investigations, and also of a border narcotics task force. The area was defined as a high-intensity drug trafficking area back in the late 1990s, early 2000s. They've had a federally funded multi-jurisdictional, multi-agency task force operated by the Department of Homeland Security in Deming, New Mexico, now for a number of years. Back in September of last year, a 53-year-old man by the name of David Eckert was stopped outside of his home in Lordsburg, which is Hidalgo County in New Mexico, by a sheriff's deputy who said that he had a cracked windshield, that Mr. Eckert's car had a cracked windshield. And so he was issued a warning by the deputy, and as Mr. Eckert turned to go, the sheriff's deputy said, "Oh, I just want to ask you a few more questions," which, of course, is a tactic the police are taught now. They're taught to build every traffic stop into a narcotics search, because that's where the money is. If they can find colorable claims, they can make a colorable claim that there's some kind of connection between a piece of property and drug trafficking, they can confiscate the property. That includes money, that includes automobiles, anything of value. And so Eckert said, "You said I was free to leave, so I'm leaving." And the deputy said, "That's rude, and I consider that probable cause for a search." So he called a canine unit, searched the car, searched Mr. Eckert. The search of his car took about a day. They were able to get a warrant, rubber stamped by a very compliant judge. And no narcotics were found, either on Mr. Eckert's person or in his automobile. It turned out Mr. Eckert had a conviction many years ago for methamphetamine possession. Apparently he's no longer interested in methamphetamine. That's good. It's a horrible substance. But they had no evidence that he had done anything wrong. But his attitude, I suspect, was noted because he had asserted his rights, and the sheriff's deputy didn't like that. So fast forward to January of this year. Mr. Eckert is at a Walmart in nearby Deming. That's not far from Lordsburg. It's a different county. It's in Luna County. And as he leaves the parking lot, drives a couple of blocks, he stopped by a police officer from Deming who said that he'd received a report that Mr. Eckert had not come to a full stop at a stop sign. And so they had to issue a citation for a moving violation. And during the encounter, according to the officer, he noticed that Eckert seemed to be sort of nervous. And I would assume he'd be nervous. People get nervous in the presence of police officers. That's the human reaction. And on that basis, he ordered Mr. Eckert out of the car to search him, to perform what's called a Terry stop or a Terry search, to search him for weapons or contraband. And after this happened, according to the officer, he noticed that his posture seemed to be strange, that he was standing erect and he had his feet close together, which, of course, is normal human posture, particularly if you're being searched by an armed stranger who's running his hands over your anatomy in a way that's invasive and off-putting. I don't like being touched by strangers, and, of course, I'd stiffen up if I were touched by a stranger. And so on the basis of normal and I would consider to be unsuspicious reactions by Mr. Eckert, this police officer called for a drug detection dog to show up. And about six or eight police officers eventually congregated at this traffic stop. And the fact that he was being kept under observation at the Walmart parking lot, and there was conversation going on between these officers from different agencies about Mr. Eckert, suggests to me that he was somebody who was known to the police and that they were trying to find something on him. And they probably, once again, were sort of annoyed by the fact that he had previously asserted his rights at this traffic stop in September. So a deputy sheriff who's attached to this multi-jurisdictional border narcotics task force shows up, and he said, apropos of nothing, and apparently on the basis of either unsubstantiated gossip or his own malignant imagination, that Mr. Eckert was known in Hidalgo County for smuggling drugs in his, forgive me for using the expression, anal cavity. And on the basis of this completely unsourced and unsubstantiated assertion, which is at best gossip, and at worst, a lie made up on the spot, they contacted the assistant district attorney, a man by the name of Daugherty, and they obtained a search warrant for the vehicle and also for Mr. Eckert's person. That search warrant was issued in Luna County, and it was to be executed between 6 in the morning and 10 in the evening on the day of, I think it was January 22nd, if I remember correctly, this happened. January 2nd, actually. But when they took Mr. Eckert to a local emergency room, the physician they dealt with, a man by the name of Dr. Ash, said, what you're requiring of me is illegal and unethical, and I will not be part of it. You don't have probable cause to search this man. This man is not consenting to this procedure. As a doctor, I do not have the moral or legal right to do what you're requiring of me. So the officer shrugged their shoulders, contacted the assistant district attorney. They were told to go doctor shopping. There's a facility in Silver City called the Gila Regional Medical Center. That's in a different county that apparently has an arrangement with the Border Narcotics Task Force. They took Mr. Eckert to this facility out of the jurisdiction, which means that the search warrant was no longer valid. It only applied to Luna County. They took him to this facility, and at about 9:45 in the evening, they forced him to undergo an abdominal X-ray, and the abdominal X-ray was negative. Now, if the search warrant had been valid for this procedure, and it wasn't, they violated it by taking him out of the county, that satisfied the conditions of the search warrant because the car was being searched. No contraband showed up in the car either. But they kept him for 14 hours in this medical facility. He was subjected to two or three invasive hands-on digital searches of his intimate anatomy. He was forced to undergo, I believe it was two enemas, actually three, forgive me, it was three until it was clear, and they found nothing. And yet this did not satisfy them. They forced this unwilling man to undergo a colonoscopy in search of evidence that at this point was obviously not to be found. And this evidence wouldn't have been admissible if they would have found it because they had violated the terms of the search warrant. They had no probable cause to begin with. This was all a matter of simple sadistic torture. When you forcibly insert into somebody's intimate anatomy, an object against that person's wishes, you're committing object rape. In every state statute I have seen dealing with sexual crime, object rape is defined in that way. What they did, what these police officers did, and what the Mengele-grade hacks who call themselves doctors at the Gila Regional Medical Center did was object rape, gang rape by an object of this man, Dennis Eckert. His name's not Dennis Eckert. His name is David Eckert. But he's not the only one.
Well, no, but does he have the right? Does he have the basis for a lawsuit against them?
Yes.
And I would hope that he would carry that out, and I would hope that those people, the officers, would lose their jobs.
Yes, but they should be prosecuted, and so should the doctor. And there is a lawsuit, a multimillion-dollar lawsuit, that has been filed on behalf of Mr. Eckert by a very good law firm in Albuquerque. And he's not the only victim here. A couple of days ago, another victim, a man by the name of Timothy Young, came forward and said that he had been treated in exactly the same way. He was stopped for allegedly making a turn without signaling and underwent almost the same regimen of sexual degradation and torture that Mr. Eckert underwent, once again at the Gila Regional Medical Center in Silver City, which is outside the jurisdiction. He was stopped in Lordsburg, which is in Hidalgo County, and they went through the same DA. They had the same officers involved, and they had the same group that was attached to the Gila Regional Medical Center, who performed this illegal, invasive criminal procedure on this unwilling patient. And then just within the last day or so, a third victim has come forward. Her name is being withheld, but she has described how she was taken to a port of entry and then strip searched and then forced to undergo an examination of her intimate anatomy as well. She considers herself a victim of sexual violence. She was. One thing about the Eckert story that, of course, is very infuriating, this is the same thing that happened to Mr. Young, is that he's being billed by the medical facility now for being raped by them. They've sent him a $6,000 bill for the colonoscopy, and heavenly knows how much they're going to cost. They're going to charge him for the emergency room visit, which, of course, is not inexpensive. The other things that he did not consent to undergo. Mr. Young received a bill for $600, you know, knock a decimal off of the price tag that was
in place. Well, I would hope that he would sue the hospital as well, and I hope that this information will come out, and the doctors and the hospital that were involved will be shown up for what they are. Before we go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and certainly they can get your writings, how they can get to hear your radio program, and how they can get your PayPal button and support you and certainly on you as you try to bring forward information about what's really going on behind the scenes, the sort of thing you're not going to hear through the regular channels, through the regular news, because it's tightly controlled. And the last thing they want the American people to understand is that freedom is on the defensive because, unfortunately, they have infiltrated our legal system. They've infiltrated certainly our law enforcement, and they put people there who have no business at all being law enforcement officials. Go ahead.
Well, that much. Certain. I appreciate the invitation, Dr. Stan, to share with people how they can read my work. My most important outlet is still my blog. It's called Pro Libertate. You can go to Google or some other search engine and type in my name, William N. Grigg, and the first return should be the Pro Libertate blog. If not, just Google my name, Grigg, and Pro Libertate, ProLibertate. That should be the first return. Or you can go to the direct address, which is Freedom in Our Time, one word. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. As you mentioned, Dr. Stan, there is a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay, and I really do appreciate the help that we've received from many generous people, you and your wife, very prominently on that list, Dr. Stan, in order to help support my family, support my work. My radio program is called Freedom Zella Radio, and it comes on every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, at libertyroundtable.com. If you go to the libertyroundtable.com website, the upper right-hand quadrant of the page, there is a listen live button. You can click on that and listen to my program every Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Once again, that's called Freedom Zealot Radio. I also have a Freedom Zealot page at YouTube, which I use to publish little excerpts of some of the things that I do online on my radio program. I'm working on a couple of video documentaries, and there's teasers for the documentaries there at the Freedom Zealot radio, or forgive me, the Freedom Zealot YouTube channel. LouRockwell.com is a website maintained by the estimable Lou Rockwell, who's the president of the Ludwig von Mises Foundation in Alabama. LEWRockwell.com. Rockwell isn't Norman Rockwell. LEWRockwell.com. They republish a lot of what I write. And also there is a blog, which is found at the right member of the website, LouRockwell.com. I contribute to the blog there quite frequently. And I'm working on a number of projects, publishing projects in various platforms. My book, Liberty and Eclipse, is now available at Audible.com as an audiobook, and we're working on a Kindle version of that as well, an ebook version of Liberty and Eclipse. I've got a couple of other book projects that are sort of in abeyance right now, but I've got a couple of finished manuscripts that I intend to make available as well. But it all is centered in the Pro Libertate blog. Once again, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Freedom in our time. One word, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. That's where the PayPal button can be found.
And I would simply mention that also William does write the Radio Liberty newsletter, my monthly newsletter. I was just taking too much time and so many other things we needed to be doing. And so William is kind enough to write the newsletter, and our monthly newsletter goes out with a few comments I make at the end, but it's primarily his work. And each one, I think, is better than the one before. Well, go right ahead. We've got about 2 minutes for you to wrap up your thoughts about what is happening to law enforcement that has lost its vision of serving the individuals. It almost seems as if the people involved with this tragedy almost take delight in certainly harassing people and humiliating them and certainly almost dehumanizing them, so-called in the search of drugs. And I just hope it's going to cost many millions of dollars, and these people are gotten out of law enforcement. What we need are people in law enforcement who are there to serve the public and who believe, of course, that the people certainly could be considered innocent until proven guilty. Go ahead.
We need peace officers. We need people who understand that they've been given a sacred trust to protecting life, liberty, and property, and doing nothing else. And if we had a society in which peace officers were commonplace, rather than being vanishingly rare and usually officially persecuted if you find them, this would be much closer to the ideal that our founders aspire to create. What we have, unfortunately, right now is a largely degenerate cast of law enforcement. They're people who simply carry out the vision of whoever happens to be exercising political power at any given time. And that role selects for the type of sadistic, amoral individual that would do the sort of thing I described happening in New Mexico right now. And unfortunately, it's not limited to New Mexico. It's happening all across the country.
And the tragedy is, ladies and gentlemen, that this is all part of the breakdown of our society. America was once a great and noble and moral society. We're no longer a great moral society. We've lost our moral foundation. We are a post-Christian nation. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Our guest this evening has been William Grigg.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent on those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out 5 hours every day, 5 days a week, across America, indeed across the world. We have listeners all over the world. You'd be amazed at the emails we get from other countries where people are listening. In fact, today we got an order for about 20 CDs from a woman living in Australia, and we certainly hope she's going to take those and duplicate them and get them out. And we encourage people, anything we've done, certainly we encourage you to copy them as long as you're making a profit, or at least if you want to charge a little bit just to cover your expenses, fine. But as long as you're not making a profit, you have our permission to go ahead and duplicate anything we have done and get the information out, because this whole battle is to try to let people understand what this idea of freedom is about. And the fact that we are involved in a spiritual battle, there really is organized evil in the world today. It is not imaginary, it's very real. And basically, we only say, if you don't believe in the satanic organizations, go to the website, trilateral.org, look at the Trilateral Commission logo. It is three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. And of course, as David Rockefeller refers to this organization, it's a secret cabal. And if you haven't read his book, Memoirs, we carry the book. It's available from Radio Liberty. You'll want to read page 405, where he talks about the secret cabal that he's part of. Of course, David Rockefeller is the permanent honorary chairman of the North American chapter of both the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, a permanent honorary chapter, a president of both organizations. And he readily admits that he is part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others around the world to bring about a more integrated global political and economic structure. Those are his words, not mine. You need to understand what this is all about. We do hope many of you will want to join us. You would like to get David Rockefeller's book. Why? Because you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to certainly get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan on population control, the covert agenda. If you'd like to see my interview with certainly Ambassador Earl Smith, that's in the world, a DVD called World Revolution. My interview certainly with General Lew Walt, a Marine general speaks. My interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee, that was the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the tax-exempt foundations in a dangerous deception, is the title of the DVD. All of this is available and so much more by going to radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And that's www.radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we ask if you're in a position to help maintain Radio Liberty and maintain our radio stations. We hope you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or subscribe to our newsletter. you can buy our health products because basically because people do need supplements. So many people are helped by magnesium. Most people, 80% of the people, are simply magnesium deficient, and you need magnesium for proper function of your heart. I can tell you example after example where we simply told people with heart problems to get on magnesium, and they go back to the doctor, and the doctor said, I can't believe it. I mean, it's miraculous. You know, people are 1 week, they're suddenly on oxygen and a wheelchair, and the next week they're walking around simply because they've restored magnesium. 80% of the population is deficient in it. You can get magnesium and so many of the other items that you need. Men over suddenly 60 should be taking prostate support. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family, and please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.